Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
To Liverpool, just beating Southampton 2-1 at St Mary's. Here are my thoughts.
Hello, welcome to Red Men TV, Smash Jackson time. Liverpool just beating Southampton 2-1 at St Mary's. Brought this through the ringer again there. Wasn't nice at the end. First half, I thought we were a bit all over the place again, really. That midfield, James Milner was dropping deep in, he was on the back line again, and we just couldn't get the ball out. Southampton were all over us, like Chelsea were in the press, and we just looked short and almost in the field again. We couldn't get that link up with, you know, the front three. It's happened a few times so far this season, and we rode our luck a bit at times. Southampton were just giving them the ball and creating opportunities for them, and, you know, we were a master of our own downfall ultimately. Did create one or two chances. I think Mo Salah had a chance early on, he could have scored. Adrian had a mixed game, I'll say. He made some really good saves, one at really close range, which, you know, you do have to afford him for, although he did bolt it up a bit later on. And the goal just for our time was completely crucial. You could argue against the run of play, but we just weren't very good, as I mentioned before. And I just need to kill Southampton off, come out second half, we're full of confidence, change a few things around. We got on the ball, we started to see that Liverpool control of the game of keeping all the possession, breaking teams down, and just being happy to have the ball, really. Southampton were chasing, and that goal, as I said, just completely killed them. We started to get chance after chance, and that game should have been dead and buried. You know, 2-3-0, Boy Fiona has a glorious chance in the inside 6-yard box, and he should score. He makes up for it at the end, you know, gets another goal, and another mad bastard celebration, which I have to love. And then again, you know, it should have been dead and buried, but chance after chance. Maddie Sane was running in behind, so I was getting chances as well. He needs to learn to use his right foot, in my opinion, sometimes. Apart from that, I can't really complain. And then just Adrian makes hash fit. I don't know where he's just trying to fit in with the rest of the goalkeepers that have made errors in this club. But I think that will happen. We saw signs of it early in the first half, and that communication that he has with that back four will come to hand. Well, it's been here a week and a half. Mistakes will happen. It's just a shame, and it's at such a risk when you're playing, you know, a big game. Every game's big for Liverpool these days. You can't afford that. One person you don't get time on the ball to give a chance. Sorry, it's Danny Ings. We know that he will press and press all day. If he's coming towards you, don't mess around with the ball, get rid of it. Afterwards, you know, the crowd, that got the crowd up. They came on top of us a couple of ways, but we rode it out, and it's the same Liverpool again. Not playing very well, particularly in the first half. Grinding out results, and it's such a big 3 points to Liverpool so early on in the season. You know, it puts pressure on everyone else that have got big games against big teams so far this weekend. And Liverpool got 3 points, and ultimately that's all that matters. We won't worry about the performance in 2-3 weeks' time, it won't matter. As I said, come back from Turkey to grind out that result, to have that performance, be completely goosed, and some players showed it. I think it's great for Liverpool. So don't forget to leave your thoughts in the comments below, like and subscribe, and we'll see you soon. Ta-ra.
So that was my match reaction as Liverpool beat Southampton 2-1 at St Mary's. Now here are my player ratings.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. It's player ratings time. Liverpool just beating Southampton 2-1 at St Mary's. I have to start with the goalkeeper, and I don't know where to start with him, to be honest. He made some really good saves, particularly in the first half. The corner came in, point blank save. Really good, got a strong hand to it. Did some good in the second half as well. I think Joel Matip sold him down the river. And again, he was quick to his feet. Distribution sometimes, it's good and it's bad in other areas. I don't think that confidence, that connection's there with his back four, and they haven't made that connection yet, as I said. That will come in times, and glad to have been there like a week and a half. But it's all summed up, obviously, by his mistake. And, you know, you don't give Danny Ings an opportunity. We know that as Liverpool fans, the guy will just press anything, you know, and it led to the mistake. And then the last 10 minutes is something put us under pressure that we didn't want. So I'm going to give him a 5. You know, really good saves, but, you know, we ruined it all and put it through us. Trent, first half, I don't think anyone was great in the first half, if I'm being completely honest. Defensively better. Southampton did look to use the wings, and, you know,
obviously in recent weeks he's got done a couple of times. He just seems to like lack confidence in his defensive work, but I thought he did really well again today. Offensively, it's particularly in the second half, he was just always an option. He just keeps finding bags of space. He don't really change something at half time. Chamberlain was much better in supporting him, which kind of freed him to go further forward. So I'll give him a 7. Joel Matip, I thought he was really good again. There are times, again, the first half performance where first ball, second balls, sloppy passing, which he has done in recent weeks. But I'm going to caveat, like him and probably everyone else as well that played in Turkey on Wednesday, the goose, you know, to play that game, come all the way down here, and then put in that performance and winning 3 points. I'm more made up of that than anything than the performance. Again, second half, our confidence grew. That first goal that we scored in the first half just kind of killed them, but you know, made us grow in confidence. We had a good partnership with Virgil, so we're going to give him a 7 as well. Virgil, just a colossus. You know, he just gets his head to everything. He was up against it slightly, and every time he got the ball, the Southampton fans booed him, to which we just cheered him, which gave him confidence. But you can just see, like, when you come to the games, it's just the organisation. He's constantly screaming at Adrian to calm things down. He was pissed off in the first half, I think, with Joe Matip, Robbo and Adrian at the same time. But he's having that communication, telling them that things aren't right inside the game, and fixing that, you know, in-game management. And I think you get that with Virgil van Dijk, and he does it all the time. Passing wise, having what we've seen from him, those stretching long balls to find Sadio, he wasn't really about that today. But that's just a result that we need to grind out, and having him in the side helps us do that, because he just commands his area, he commands his back four, and even in midfield at times, you know, he was commanding those around as well, you know, which ultimately helps us get the 3 points. Robbo, I just want the man to score. He was so close to score, and again, similar to Trent, first half, we were all a bit sixes and sevens, and Southampton put us under pressure, and a lot of that was our own fault. Just couldn't get to grips with the game, and again, I'll come to James Miller in a minute, but we just dead compact in midfield, and midfield was nearly like on line with our defence, and you know, we just couldn't create spacing and get out of our back line ultimately. But again, like second half, like I said, that goal just kind of spurred us on. He again, like Trent, was just pinging ball side to side, opening up the space, letting runners in behind. Good little link ups with Sadio Mane and Bobby Firmino, and I thought he was really good, so I'll probably give him a 7 as well. In the field, James Milner, I'm going to give him an 8, and that might seem really high, but the guy is just everywhere. I know he went off with like a head injury, put a bandage on the second half, but he just kept going and going. There's times where he was trying to support the left back, he was trying to support the right back, and he, you know, the man is just so old for a footballer, but he appears to be everywhere on the pitch, and I just don't know how he gets there. You know, he's that person, kind of, you know, he's throwing in all the tackles, he's setting precedent for everyone else, saying, you know, we need to fight for this, and you can't come here, you know. There might be relegation fodder to some people, but they've got a really good manager, a really good team, and they've lost the Burnley, and they needed 3 points as well. So, you know, for him to come out and just kind of set the marker, take the head injury, come back on and just go, no, this isn't happening, we need to fight for this win. And I think you get that with James Milner, so I'm going to give him an 8, as I said. Gini Wijnaldum, again, God, he does all the dirty work, and you know, he never gets plaudits for this, you know, just being in the right place at the right time, shielding the ball, pushing people off, winning little niggly free kicks and stuff. And that was important when we weren't really getting hold of the ball. Like, downfall again, he, you know, not just him, but everyone else in the first half, as I mentioned a couple of times already, just couldn't get hold of it. And, you know, second half, he grew into that. And when you need to get those nearly wins, nearly free kicks, Gini was there. So probably going to give him a 7, maybe. It wasn't midfield, Tom. Chamberlain, yeah. Sorry, Ox. Again, do you know what, actually, for someone who played quite a lot of football in Turkey on Wednesday, coming back from a major injury, I think you have to take them into account. He was a bit all over the place, and I think defensively he was kind of a bit more reserved. He didn't, I'm not sure, but he kind of looked still unfit, getting to grips with things. But again, second half, whatever Jurgen Klopp said to them, or whether it was just a goal, whatever, he come out second half and his touches, his link-up play, being in the right place at the right time, throwing in tackles, again shielding the ball, and just kind of generally being shithouses and winding Southampton up. You need that sometimes in a player. And I'm really glad for him, though. He used to play here, so he's got a point to prove. He's got a point to prove again, in the sense of he's fighting for a place. And I thought he did really well. I think you take all those things into account of his injury and stuff. I thought he had a really good performance. I could give him a 7. Sadio Mane, I'm going to give him an 8 as well. The man of the moment, like when the chips are down, we aren't playing well, that man constantly steps up for this football team. And, you know, he's that driving force, that left-hand side, just tirelessly just kind of runs at people. But it doesn't work out, he's there again. Doesn't work out, he wins the ball back. He's fighting, he's running, he's constantly putting people under pressure. And ultimately, you know, it's a game changer, that goal going into half-time. I'd say an abysmal performance, but a below par performance. And Sarri kind of just picks everyone up. He picks the crowd up going into it. Bobby, again, I'd give Bobby a 9 as well. Just standard Bobby, just everywhere on the pitch. Doesn't give up. Okay, he should have scored earlier on, you know, kind of fluff his line tied to 6 yard box, but he makes up for it. Does some little mad bastard celebration you've probably seen him doing the rounds. But just constant threat running round. Again, played loads of minutes at Chelsea, in Turkey, sorry, and he's there again. Mo, you know, with the quieter game, so Mo, I'm saying much reaction. He needs to learn to use his right foot sometimes for me, because he's getting these opportunities, he's getting inside the 6 yard box, and, you know, the angle's tight for him, but, you know, he just uses his right foot sometimes. He's more chance to score, in my opinion, but, you know, who am I to tell the one season wonder what to do? Subs, Fabinho, again, good break up play. But he wasn't really on long enough for me, so I'll just give him a 6. That's not criticism. Hendo, same thing. He's only on a couple of minutes. And Divock Origi, again, some good hold-up play when, you know, we try and drive the ball into the corner, you know, and secure the win. When we went 2-1 down, the pressure was on. It's good game management from everyone, in fact, just to say, you know, let's just calm things down. My arse went, but, you know, those Reds, they know what they're doing, don't they? Don't forget to leave me your player ratings in the comments below, and whether you think I'm right or wrong on some of them. Subscribe, like the video, and go and check out all the rest of the content we've got. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit: credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.